December 25, the universe, our field of study. O Lord, how manifold are thy works! In wisdom hast thou made them all. The earth is full of thy riches. Psalm 104:24. The knowledge of God's works and ways we can only begin to obtain in this world. The study will be continued throughout eternity. God has provided for man subjects of thought which will bring into activity every faculty of the mind. We may read the character of the Creator in the heavens above and the earth beneath, filling the heart with gratitude and thanksgiving. Every nerve and sense will respond to the expressions of God's love in His marvelous works. There, when the veil that darkens our vision shall be removed and our eyes shall behold the world of beauty of which we now catch glimpses through the microscope, when we look on the glories of the heavens now scanned afar through the telescope, when, the blight of sin removed, the whole earth shall appear in the beauty of the Lord our God, what a field will be open to our study. There the student of science may read the records of creation and discern no reminders of the law of evil. He may listen to the music of nature's voices and detect no note of wailing or undertone of sorrow. In all created things he may trace one handwriting. In the vast universe behold God's name writ large, and not in earth or sea or sky one sign of ill remaining. The redeemed throng will range from world to world, and much of their time will be employed in searching out the mysteries of redemption. And throughout the whole stretch of eternity, this subject will be continually opening to their minds. The privileges of those who overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony are beyond comprehension. All the treasures of the universe will be open to the study of God's children. With unutterable delight we shall enter into the joy and the wisdom of unfallen beings. We shall share the treasures gained through ages upon ages spent in contemplation of God's handiwork. And the years of eternity as they roll will continue to bring more glorious revelations, exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, will be forever and forever the impartation of the gifts of God.